A new kind of hybrid wheat now available to American farmers may help reduce fears over genetically engineered crops. The new hybrid is being introduced as seed companies worldwide seek to increase production because of decreasing grain supplies. The hybrid wheat was developed by Chinese-owned agriculture company Syngenta. The product was created without genetic engineering. The first seeds to grow the wheat will be released on 2,000 to 2,800 hectares of American farmland next year, Reuters news agency reports. Two major German chemical companies, BASF and Bayer, are planning their own launches of hybrid wheat in the future. Developers or breeders create hybrid wheat by taking away the natural ability of plants to pollinate themselves. Instead, female wheat plants in a field are pollinated by male plants of a different line. The goal of the process is to create seeds that can produce bigger crops and better resist harmful environments. The fertilized female plant produces a new kind of hybrid. Using this hybrid technology permits breeders to choose the best elements from two parent seeds to produce new seeds containing the best characteristics of both. Producers say when seed companies produce hybrid wheat seeds, some female plants often fail to become fertilized because they depend on unpredictable winds to carry pollen. Pollen is a substance produced by plants when they reproduce. During some seasons, pollen is released into the air and carried to other plants to be fertilized. Producers say the fertilization of each plant is more certain during wheat's natural process of self-pollination. Farmers have grown hybrid corn since the 1930s. The growth improved crop sizes, called yields, by increasing the plant's resistance to things like insects and disease. Vegetables like onions, spinach, and tomatoes are also grown from hybrid seeds. Seed companies said they used their experience launching hybrid corn and barley to develop hybrid wheat. Average corn yields increased 600% from 1930 to the mid-1990s. This result was partly helped by hybridization. Wheat saw an increase of 2.5 times, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said. Researchers say hybrid wheat has taken longer to come to market because the development process is more costly and complex. It could be important to increasing wheat yields while avoiding being linked to GMO development. GMO stands for genetically modified organism. Genetically modified wheat has never been grown for industry purposes because of fears that allergens or poisons might be created. Wheat is used to make numerous major foods worldwide. Dave Hanke owns Hanke Seed Company in Park River, North Dakota. He told Reuters, "Because of the resistance to genetically modifying stuff, hybrids would be considered better and safer." He added, "That would certainly be the public perception." I'm Brian Lynn.